About a year ago, a man killed an octopus on Alki Beach in West Seattle. And as a result, a group of people lobbied for more protections for the octopus in the region. Over the weekend, a law went into effect to limit the hunting of octopi. KUOW's Megan Walker chatted with some scuba divers on Alki to get their take on the new law.
When a giant Pacific octopus was legally killed at Alki last year, diver and photographer Jim Boone was pretty upset.
It was a great wake-up call because people could come here, they could hunt octopus, they could bring spear guns and they could shoot rockfish or they could shoot lingcod, all the things that I take for granted as beautiful fish that I like to photograph and frame.
Boone and several other members of the diving community approached the state and asked them to do something about it. As a result, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife voted to prohibit recreational octopus harvesting at 7 popular dive sites in the region. On Sunday, that law went into effect. One of the protected sites is Seacrest Cove at Alki Beach.
There you go. I think I'm stuck somewhere.
There we go. Get your arm in there.
Rhoda Green is getting ready for a dive at the cove.
The visibility is supposed to be really nice, so we're going to look to maybe see if we could see any octopus, as a matter of fact. You know, there's a few that might be down there.
Green says with the backdrop of downtown Seattle, it's one of the best places in the area to dive.
The octopus are something that I enjoy seeing. The octopus is a megafauna here in the Puget Sound, and not every day do you get to see one. To interact with a huge animal that's bigger than me and see one in the water is in the wild is pretty awesome.
Other protected areas include diving spots near Tacoma, Burien, and Deception Pass. And, as Jim Boone says, that's a good thing.
Again, they're a wonderful, wonderful feature of Puget Sound, so why mess with it? To me, it's like chopping down big trees.
I'm Megan Walker, reporting from Alki Beach for KUOW News.